Yeah, we felt that it was definitely a winning performance in all three phases. We felt coming into Cleveland that the special teams had the biggest challenge, and I was pleased with the outcome of holding Cribbs to, his return yardage, because he is a dynamic football player, especially every time, he touches the ball both in the Wildcat and in the return game. So the productivity on defense really starts with the ability to continue to win on first down. I think we're doing an excellent job up front, winning the run defense and keeping Dom Capers in favorable down distance. Play cut defensive calls, and it gives us the ability to play with an up-tempo, a lot of pressure, and so forth. So I'm very pleased with the defensive performance, and I thought we were very productive on offense. So I had the ability to go up and down the field. You always want to score more points, but as a day, for all three phases, I was very pleased with our work here.
Specifically offensively, was that about the best rhythm you've been in the career?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, any time you can continue to run it the way we did, it definitely it helps you. You're not ever pressing. So we're able to establish the run early in the football game on the first series. And once again, the most important statistic in my view, running football is attempts, and we definitely hit the mark today.
Is that what you attempted to do with that first drive? I mean, just come right out and establish, because.
I mean, I always have a starting point. Maybe I view it differently than some. I think you go in every football game prepared to run it and prepared to throw it. Games go different directions. I'm not as good as the people that can predict how games are going to go each week. So I'm ready to go in any direction. I've made mistakes before trying to tilt my game plan just in one direction. But our starting point was definitely to run the football today, no question. And we were able to establish that once again for four quarters. That's my biggest concern coming out of this game. Jermichael Finley and Brett Swain both suffered knee sprains. We'll have those guys tested tomorrow. We'll have more information for you tomorrow. But that's the one thing that, you hate to walk out of here today when we have a couple of players go down. And frankly, it factored a little bit in, that one goal line stand that Cleveland was able to establish against us. We were out of our goal line offense, and we had to generate some things through different personnel groups that we had not planned for. So, anytime you lose your fourth receiver and your third tight end, it definitely taps into some of your personnel groups on offense.
Mike, since October, the progression you guys made, how much better are you? How much more prepared do you are to play with Vikings?
Well, we're a good football team. That's one thing I know. I've always felt that way. We're in the second quarter of our season. The ability to win games and continue to grow is our focus. I feel like we've definitely accomplished that the last 2 weeks, and we're looking forward to playing the Vikings at home.
Mike, Derek Anderson started 5 for 5 with 55 yards. You guys only 44 yards the rest of the day. Was there anything that he did differently? Was it just pressuring him? I mean, were there any changes that you had to make on him after he started fast?
I felt both in the run and the pass, and particularly to answer your question of protection, I thought the ability to get after him and rush his time clock was definitely a factor in the game.
What kind of driver did you want in that play? So what happened there?
Well, they came with a certain type of the pressure, and it's frankly it's the exact same look we practiced in practice. So I mean you always feel good as a coach when it happens, especially when the result is what it was with Donald. So Aaron did a great job recognizing it and hit Donald's drive, and Donald did the rest of the work.
How important are those goal lines? I think twice they have the ball first and goal inside the 10. You stop them both times.
Red zone defense. I mean, that's one of the key situations, and I thought they're definitely huge for us today.
Did Havner show you something on that touchdown?
I'm sorry?
Did Havner show something on that touchdown?
Well, yeah. I mean, Spencer, he's been around here for 3 years, so, I mean, he's been playing linebacker the first year or so, but he's a good athlete. He's a utility guy. He can do a lot of different things, and I was just real proud of the way he finished there. I didn't know if he was going to make it, but he did a great job finishing.
Did you ever think of him as a home run type of player?
Well, when you throw a delay route to him, you don't usually think it's going to go that far. So, I mean, that's a big credit to him.
You've been through this, obviously, with Brett before, but just your thoughts on Brett coming back
to him? Shoot, I haven't even thought about it. I think that's probably – more for him. Frankly, I know more than anybody, everything that swirls around playing football against Brett Favre in another uniform. But trust me, we're focused on beating the Vikings. This is an important division game. It is every year. I understand all the things that are added to it, but you know, we feel like we're really improving as a football team, and we want to prepare, have a good solid week preparation, get healthy, and be ready to go.
Is Chiller and Jennings, how are they?
I was just told that they're, you know, they all returned to the game, so I don't foresee any problems with them. So
you were thinking with Spitz, he was good enough to go, but you didn't want to.
Correct. Yeah, he had an extensive workout Friday. Didn't have any reaction to it, so we felt that he would be, you know, best used in a backup situation.
Aaron's confidence is off the charts. There are times when he's, you know, like really enjoying himself. Things are clicking.
Yeah, it starts up front. I mean, the ability to run the football. I thought he played with a very good time clock today. They gave him excellent protection. You know, that's when you talk about being in a rhythm and playing with tempo, and you know they prefer to try to slow the game down. So you had a contrast in styles there today. So I thought our guys did a good job staying with the up tempo. You know, it was a different type of game with some of the game management issues with the time clocks and things like that. I thought our guys did a good job of keeping the sideline up, the management of the whole thing, and staying after these guys for 60 minutes. Well, I've seen the film, Tom. My gut is that I thought they played well. You know, we did a lot of inside and outside zones today, and I thought that the communication on their part was good on the sidelines. Some of the adjustments we made, particularly after losing Jermichael and Brett, because, you know, we lost a lot of offense as far as what we were prepared to do in this game. So I thought they handled the adjustments very well, too. You know, I need to look at them a couple, frankly. You know, it's you know, I don't want to be redundant or disrespectful to your question. It's, you know, my view is the same every week. You know, we're gonna be aggressive, and you know, the pre-snap things you know you don't have any time for, so they're not tolerated, and we'll correct them, and we'll continue to push forward.
The one with the punt, the 12 men on the field, that just
as a coaching error, that's my responsibility. We had an injury. We made a substitution. Communication wasn't accurate, so it's kind of a good problem to have. You know, you got players covering for players when someone goes down. The communication should have been cleaner. So we had two guys going because of the injury.
That's Wayne.
Correct.